The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back. It is hour two of In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY loves ITL. You can listen to us live when we are live on iHeartRadio, the Fantasy Sports Radio app, which is completely free, or you can go to their website, all that stuff, or you can just pick up the podcast. I highly suggest you subscribe to the podcast that we do. It's 3 hours of entertainment. That is on top of everything else that we do. We have the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast. We've got the basketball podcast. We've got great stuff all there. I do prospect stuff with baseball. Bogman does college football and IDP. We do the Fantasy Black Book with Joe Pizzapia. We have so much content out there that if you enjoyed us, which I can't imagine you enjoy us to that level, we could probably fill your week of content. Unless you're like a driver or something, you know, like you're a delivery. Like, you know, if you're like delivering, didn't we have a friend that delivered like hearts or something? And he like drive around town?
Well, he delivers, that's our buddy Couch. It's not, he does deliver organs.
I was about to say, because here's the deal. I wish you wouldn't have said his name because we put him on blast, but like no one, anyone knows.
He's not on blast.
Well, no, but like he delivered organs. Literally the worst driver on the planet. Just zooming
put him on
115 like everywhere he goes, like he's delivering an organ, but also at the same time, please don't deliver this organ doing 100 miles an hour.
He also does that when he's going to Jack in the Box. Like it's the same, you know, it's the same speed for delivering someone's liver or heart or kidneys as it is getting to the In-N-Out drive-thru.
But I'm also imagining he's like sitting there at the In-N-Out drive-thru with an open heart that's just sitting at a cooler.
It's like double, quick. Let's go.
Let's make it snappy. The worst driver on the planet.
I tell you what, I know I've told you this before, but just so everyone gets a perspective and how we are absolutely not lying about this. Couch and I both lived in Gilbert, which is like 30 minutes away from the Scottsdale area. And I worked up in Scottsdale and I was driving home to Gilbert one night and he got out of work. He also worked in Scottsdale and he was heading. He was also heading home and I saw him on the freeway. So I'm like, oh, that's Couch up there. I'm going to catch up and wave at him or whatever.
No,
it was before. I guess I had a cell phone, but I really didn't want to text and drive at that time. So I like ran up and I'm like honking and I'm waving at him and he just does not see me. He's got his music up way too loud or whatever. And I looked at my speedometer and I was going 110. I'm like, oh my God. And I was just caught up to him and I had to slow down and he kept going 110.
It's so it's the most ridiculous thing. But with him, maybe he could listen to all of our content and then get on to like Serial or, you know, whatever else, Marin, whatever else you want.
And also Couch, if you want to come over and watch football, you're more than welcome to whenever. He listens to all of our stuff, I think.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I mean, Couch, you'll make it there in 15 minutes. I think you live 45
from
away.
From Gilbert, right. Yeah.
And Couch is, no one loves Couch more than we do.
Absolutely not.
But there's zero chance I'd ever drive in a cart with him.
Yeah, I try not to.
No,
so,
no chance.
I like breathing.
I want to hang out with him. I don't want to be one of
the organs that one of his co-workers has to drive around.
I mean, I'm afraid people, they like might say, hey, take your friends around with drives with you because they're collecting more organs. They just know accidents. I mean, he hasn't, I don't think he's gotten any accidents, but.
I haven't heard of any recently, so that's nice.
Good for him. All right. I got to tease this. This is not sports related. I did not know this was a thing or happening, but I was made privy of it. One of the most beloved shows or movies of my childhood. I've seen it a million times when I was a kid. I was one of those kids just over and over and over. Just keep watching this. It was my favorite cartoons of all time, Aladdin, which I don't remember who it had except for Robin Williams as a genie. Not only are they remaking, they're remaking it as a live action movie, Bogman.
The commercial came on during Thursday Night Football, and I was like, what is this weird commercial? And then I'm like, oh my God, is this live action Aladdin? Let's go.
I mean, I want to be in on it, but then I watched the trailer. I don't think I'm in on it. I mean, maybe I didn't watch the whole trailer. I watched the teaser trailer.
Yeah, I think that's all I got. No?
I don't. Oh, so then I've done some research. This is amazing. The live action Aladdin is written and directed by Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie did Snatch. You like Degs?
I got a movie for you here. Disney.
I got a wish for you here. Just rub the lamp, and I got a wish for you here.
We got a genie over here. He's in the bottom. Touch him off.
Brad Pitt's not in the movie, by the way. So,
oh man,
that wasn't the first question. There's only outside of the questioning. Oh my God, this is going to be a train wreck. There's only one question that every human being asks themselves if they're going to do this. Who's the genie? Because Robin Williams, I've always loved Robin Williams, and I loved Robin Williams as the genie. He was incredible. He was everything. Who could possibly live up to
this,
that?
Hasn't this been the hang up on doing something like this? Because who the hell could actually replace Robin Williams?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, now that I'm thinking about it, the only way you can't do another cartoon. So what way to do it? You do a live action. You know, you do it like Beauty and the Beast, I guess, is what they're doing. You know, that's how you can get away from that character. Now,
I have some guesses.
Okay, I looked this up and shocked at the person. Now, I don't know if they'll be bad. I don't know if they'll be good. They're the only star in this movie. You don't know a single, unless you've heard of Nassim Pedrad or Mena Moussad or Numan Akar, you don't know any of the people that are in this movie. I'm Hiten Patel. You heard of him?
Patel. No.
Patel? Oh, sorry. Go down the list. The person that is playing the genie is a very big actor.
I think I know who it is, and I swear to God I haven't looked.
I know you looked if you guessed it.
I did not look, I swear to God.
Who is it?
I'm probably not going to guess it right. Is it The Rock?
It is not The Rock. Bogman, that is such a good guess.
Okay.
Because he just did Moana and sang.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I might like that better than who they cast. And the person they cast, bigger name.
Bigger name than The Rock.
Bigger name. Bigger actor.
You said Brad Pitt is not in it.
It is not Brad Pitt. Never
Matt Damon? I don't know. Who is
Matt
it?
Matt Damon's not bigger than The Rock anymore, unfortunately. This guy has, I don't think, ever done any type of a musical.
And George Clooney.
No. I figured you were going to get to like old white staunchy guys. So like Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Matt Damon.
Robin Williams.
Are you just casting Ocean's 11 inside of Aladdin?
Yeah. Is it Bernie Mac?
Yeah. No, unfortunately, it's not. Bernie Mac has the same chance of Robin Williams has it being.
I'm just saying.
It's not,
what is wrong with you?
There, no one in the cast of it's Al Pacino's not in it, so there's no Ocean's 11 characters.
Andy Garcia.
No, Andy Garcia's the genie. Bigger.
I have no idea who is it.
All right, I'll give you a hint. This actor just did a really big Netflix original movie.
Movie. I'm not big on the Netflix movies.
It's the most recent thing he's done.
Yeah, I'm not up on my Netflix movies.
All right.
So,
are you ready? No last guesses?
No, I thought The Rock was my best one. It was Adam Sandler.
Oh, God. Oh, Fogman. Bigger. Come on. All right.
Older Jewish comedian? Come on. That's what Robin Williams was. You don't think Adam Sandler does voices?
It's not Adam Sandler.
No. I mean, they're all like ladies, old Jewish ladies ordering from the deli, but he does voices.
Then the prince would be like Rob Schneider. Yeah, exactly. Just, Kevin Smith would be, the...
Chris Farley's brother is a bit guy. Right.
Aladdin. Yeah. David Spade is the Aladdin and, that stuff.
I found a genie in a bottle.
Yeah.
He's in a lamp.
The genie is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith.
Okay.
Are you in on that? I don't think I'm in on that. I think I like The Rock better than that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm in on it either.
Will Smith is not the charismatic person. Like, think of the movies he's done recently. I'm going to type in Will Smith. And because it's a whole bunch of not good stuff. It's like he's attempting to kind of be serious. All right, acting credits.
Well, he was in...
oh, my God. No, you know he's doing Bad Boys 4?
I am legend.
They're doing Bad Boys 4.
Are they really?
Yeah, in pre-production. It was announced. All right. So he's done Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was not good.
Concussion. We've got to tell them. He did Bright. He did... I don't even know what a few of these are, to be honest with you. After Earth, which was garbage.
I never saw that, so.
I don't, what? Bogman.
Wait a minute, was After Earth the one where he was in with his son?
Yes.
Okay, I think I saw like 10 minutes of it, and I'm like, I can't do this, so.
He's done 10 movies since 2010. And one of them is a video short, so that takes it down to 9. Anchorman, he had a small bit part in.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So that takes it down to 8. Collateral Beauty, I don't know what that is. Bright. What's the last beloved movie he did? Hancock? And he was
Men
still
in Black.
I Am Legend. Well, Men in Black 3 was 2012. The original Men in Black is probably the last really likable thing he did.
What was the last really funny movie that he did for the entire movie? Like, it doesn't have to be a good one, but what was funny that he did recently? Because he didn't do all of Anchorman. Obviously, he was in there for 10 seconds. And he's doing Bad Boys, which you can say is a comedy, but it's not out yet. So what, since Bad Boys, has been his big funny movie?
Bright?
What was Bright about?
That's the one on Netflix with all the fairies and
that
the elves.
Funny.
And I guess it was. He was like
a drunk.
It was
not funny at all.
Men in Black 3, 2012.
2012? Okay.
I don't like it.
No, I think I casted The Rock better. Should have been it.
Honestly, he can sing. I think he could do the music parts.
Do you think he was worried about all of his gym equipment being damaged in the desert?
I think that's okay.
That's why he didn't do it?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't think Will Smith doesn't come off beloved anymore, and the genie is a beloved character.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, look, Will Smith in this role, it's not impossible, right? Like, you can see it going well, can't you? Like, you can see the point where it's like, okay, he made that work. Because it is Will Smith. He's super talented.
I just feel like he's moved into a part of his career where he plays more of, like, a broken down.
Role.
Like, it's like serious role. It's like Jim Carrey. Like, Jim Carrey moved away from all the stuff, and he started doing more serious
things.
Boy,
does anything look more awful than the Jim Carrey series on HBO or Showtime or whatever?
Actually, Jim Carrey should have been the genie.
That was the first thing I said.
That should have been the genie.
That I said, is it Jim Carrey? And you're like, no, it's not. And you're like, I don't hate that, but that's not it.
It's got to be. That should be the genie. I want to like Will Smith. This is a very beloved role. I feel like I'm taking this more serious than Venom
and
or Aquaman and Guy Ritchie's in it. So there you go. I don't know. Aladdin is coming to, we should go see it together.
Aladdin? Dude, we can't even organize a Venom trip. I'm going to go see Aladdin.
We should go see Aladdin.
I don't think that, we'd have to take your kids or something. I don't think you and I can go to see Aladdin.
No, it's all, going to be people
like
us.
Isn't there a law against it?
No. There's no.
Pretty sure there is.
There's no forms you have to fill out or anything like that.
Yeah, they're like, they're checking IDs to make sure you don't have any weird restraining orders. So, like, I can't go and see Aladdin by myself.
No, that's not a movie you go see by yourself.
No, I can't.
No, that's people
single
look at you.
And bearded and yeah. No.
You go see Venom by yourself. It's okay. I would have done that, but I didn't get to this week.
Yeah.
But you can't do that with Aladdin. I'd be like, uh-oh, that's not rubbing a bottle. He's not rubbing a bottle.
What's going on with this guy?
All right, we successfully ate up that time here. Let's talk about some DFS. What did our guy Drew tweet us earlier in the week? Because Drew is the official Fantasy Sports Radio Network ITL in this league radio listener with the most points, internet points. He has successfully beaten all of you. He is a great leader. Really, he is your leader. You should acknowledge that. He has put his hard-earned money on the line for our horrible DFS picks, and he's actually won money. Somehow, we've won him money in very specific contests, never in a big one. I think we set the parameters, though. Play 50-50s or, like, small things, like individual one-on-ones.
I just beg you not to play them. Like, I just don't want to get blamed.
Well, last week you were like, $15.
Well, I was offering internet points at that point.
You were drunk.
I also might have been a little bit into the sauce at that point. So, you know, I think that you probably should know. You played them in 50-50. You said $5 a piece in each one. So,
I mean, look at that.
I like that.
I like that. And he is the recipient of 700 internet points. So no one has more points because no one else participates than Drew. And Drew played our lineups and won. So maybe now there's a rousing testament to what we could possibly offer you guys. So let's set the stage here. Bogman, we've only got about a minute here. So we don't really have enough time to go through the values. Maybe, yeah, you know, set the table on the quarterback values for a minute.
Well, for DraftKings, the quarterback values this week, there actually seems to be a bunch. We got Mayfield, Keenum, Alex Smith, Mariota, Darnold, Trubisky, Flacco, Beathard, Carr, all at 5,500 to 5,100. Then Tannehill, Rosen, and Prescott are all 4,900, 4,700, and 4,700.
You did the Arizona thing.
I did.
We have a town called Prescott. It's
spelled exactly like Dak Prescott's.
But everyone calls it Prescott, and we're like, no, you're Rube. It's not.
It's Prescott. Come on. Don't you see the I in between the T? Oh, no, it is Prescott.
It's Saguaro, you idiot. And it's Saguaro
is the... The one that I've heard.
Yeah,
so.
Saguaro is what I hear. So, all right, there's some values here. We'll set up running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and we are going to go over our constructed DraftKings lineup for week 6. It's going to be a doozy. We're going to tell you how many internet points are on the line, and you can win those points and maybe money if you play our lineups and tweet us, is it the Welsh and Bogman Sports? So don't you go anywhere. More in this league coming up right after this.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Welcome back. It's ITL In This League. Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman on the handles at Bogman Sports.
Hello.
And is it the Welsh? That's where you can find us, interact with us. Essentially only see videos of baseball right now from me. That's all that you get.
That's right, and all only pictures of Run CMC shirts from me, at Nate Hamilton.
You, with your, you'll always razz me about photos. What was with the duck lips? You did the duck lips.
I was doing the Welsh pose.
You did, but I think it might be the Bogman pose.
Okay, so I had just done it a little bit before that. So this,
how many photos did you take before you posted it?
Before, like two, I don't know, one, two.
Yeah.
I was in an elevator and the elevator was moving when I took that picture.
You're
so.
In an elevator?
Yeah.
What the hell's an elevator? So.
Where is an elevator? I mean, lots of elevators. Well,
I guess it's not going to be stairs.
Do you want me to give out my address?
Well, no. To your point, what we talked about earlier, it's not going to be stairs. It is going to be an elevator.
So. I was in that. That was going up three flights. So, and get in the elevator for that one. So, but no. So I was at a stoplight, and this girl was doing it in the car next to me, and I don't know how I noticed because I usually don't look over. But she was doing like hot girl photos, you know, like where she pushes up her hair and like does the kissy face and everything. So in the background, and I don't know if I got in her picture at all, probably not, but I was doing the kissy face too, right? So I'm in my car kind of leaning back so I could fit in her picture somewhere, hopefully, and I was also doing the kissy face. So I hope like she looks at the picture, she posts it somewhere, and someone's like, what's with the creep in the background? Like,
oh, so that was someone be on the lookout then.
Yeah, somebody somewhere in Scottsdale, be on the lookout
for Creep Bogman, or just on social media.
That's right. Yeah, just probably on Facebook or, you know, Instagram or something. So
okay, yeah, I saw you duck lipping on the Twitter mm-hmm. with that picture, and I was like, why is he getting away with this? Why do I get crap?
Well, I didn't like do filters with black and white and, you know, stunner shades
thinner,
on.
Thinner, man, makes you a little bit thinner.
Yeah, okay.
We're always
the
fighting
black
for
and
a couple,
white does.
Yeah,
okay.
We're fighting for a couple pounds, man.
Wearing my black shirt, dude. Like, nothing's gonna help me at this point. So
somebody asked me that the other day. I don't remember what it was, but all right, was it you, Bogman? Where it was like, what color should I get? That was you, but CMC.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what color should I get? Black.
Well, because the teal is pretty cool. So, but yeah,
no,
I would probably look like you know, the Kool-Aid Man's cousin if I got the teal. So
you get black.
Almost lost $100 right there.
Oh, let's go. I could use it. All right. Let's continue on. We're going to talk about DFS, not trying to shape off some of the fatness with T-shirts. You were breaking down the values on DraftKings this weekend. We did quarterbacks. What do you got? Running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends.
There's a bunch of decent ones at running backs. There's a bunch of really cheap ones here. There's Gore is 3,700, Chubb 3,700. I mean, we're talking bottom barrel guys here. Juszczyk, which Sammy Reed said might not be a bad play, maybe a tournament play or something, 3,800. Marlon Mack might be back this week. He's down there. Royce Freeman. Ronald Jones is one I like, 3,900. Eckler's cheap. Lindsey's cheap, 4,500. Powell might be... you know, Crowell is a game time decision. So Powell down at 4,500 could be a decent value too. Drake is a loser, so he's at 4,600. We have Peterson, Hyde, both coming in under 5,000. Then Caw, Crow at 5,000. Hines, 5,100. Lynch, 5,300. Coleman, 5,400. Also, no Freeman. That's a good buy. Breida, banged up, 5,500. McCoy, 5,500. So any of those that you are into the Welsh?
Maybe. I'd have to remember who all you just said.
Jones is down here at 4,600 against your Niners.
That's actually an interesting one. You know what? Do I have a 4,600 guy on my flex right now. Do Ooh. I want to put Aaron Jones in favor of other player?
And that's one where, you know, I just look at the Sunday through Monday night. So
I'm
going to
stick with my guy.
You have to have the Monday night game to get those Niners and Packers in there this week. Let's see. As far as wide receivers goes, Conley's down there. Tajay Sharp is down there, 3,200 apiece. I like this one. David Moore, 3,600. Dorsett, 3,900. He still led the Patriots in snaps last week. 4,200 for Kirk. 4,300 for Williams. 4,500 for banged up Larry Fitzgerald. Robbie Anderson, 4,600. He doesn't need a lot to do a lot. Garcon and Crabtree and Stills all at 4,700. Keelan Cole, 4,800. So is Sanu, but he's banged up. Nelson is 4,900. Devin So Much Funches, 4,900. Westbrook, 5,000. Lockett.
That sounded like a machine, by the way. Westbrook, 5,000.
Westbrook, 5,000. Right here. Tyler Lockett, 5,100. Cooper Kupp, or Amari Cooper, I'm sorry, the loser, 5,200. Doug Baldwin, 5,300. Sammy Watkins, that's not a bad buy, 5,400 for Sammy Watkins, because the Patriots, that should be a shootout game to say the least. your boy Josh Gordon, everybody talking about what a great rapport he has with Tom Brady.
54. What a great rapport. You know, it would be great if it started amounting to something. Wouldn't that be a thing?
If it led to results.
Results would be great. The dogs laid eggs.
Downtown John Brown, 5,500. A couple of tight end ones here. Seals Jones, 2,700. Jeff Swing, 2,900. Hooper, 3,500. Cameron Brate against the Falcons. We like that. 3,700. And Hooper's against the Bucks. That's a good one, 3,500. Trey Burton, 4,500. Jimmy Graham, 4,700. And the number one tight end in all the land, Jared Cook, is at 5,000. The Welsh.
Tight ends are so worthless. Just trying to figure out the mess. Like, that's why it's just like, just pick the best guy. Like, that's all I want to do.
What did John Smith do this week? Our guy.
No catches. None. I looked at him. I was actually looking. I had to get Tyler Kroft off a roster, and I was kind of looking around, and I was like, hey, there's Jonnu. And I looked, and I was like, oh, nope.
I can't believe how unbelievably unsuccessful Jonnu Smith has been.
Untalented?
Oh, God. Yeah, he played well last year, even. He was better with Delanie Walker. How is that possible?
He's not good. He's not good at all.
Yeah, he's not good.
No part of him is good.
So what did you wind up doing with these DraftKings? Did you buy any of the guys I just mentioned? I'm going to say no, you didn't.
Maybe not, because I'd have to remember
one of
them
somewhere.
Okay, well, we'll see. Do you want to? Should you want me to go through my construction and then yours?
Yeah, go through yours first.
All right, at quarterback, I don't think I picked any player. You did. I decided to go a little bit. I think I've been going really cheap at quarterback lately. I'm going to go a little bit better, and I know his wide receivers were a little bit banged up, but I don't mind it, and Denver's defense is not the same. I'm going with Jared Goff, 6,000.
Okay. I like that one.
A little Jared Goff there. My running backs, I think I went a lot more chalk play. I went one big name, Christian McCaffrey versus Washington.
Okay, well, we do have one of the same guys then.
Yeah, I think that's a big one. And then I'm going James White versus Kansas City.
And I also have James White. Look at that.
Look at that. We both went. I love it because we don't look at all at our rosters. So
not even a little bit.
Right. Goff, McCaffrey, and James White. We already know Bogman's two running backs. My wideouts, kind of all over the board. I went high, middle, low. My high-end receiver is Adam Thielen versus Arizona, 8,500. Love Thielen. I think he could be at the top of the list. I think I said that on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast this week with our dear friend, Sammy Reed. He was on with us. My middle receiver, Tyler Boyd. Love Tyler Boyd.
your boy, Tyler Boyd.
My boy versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's, isn't it Artie Burns?
Hopefully, yeah, it'll probably be Artie Burns because AJ Green will have Joe Hayden.
Give me all the shares of Tyler Boyd. And then my third wideout is Christian Kirk. And Minnesota, not the best, but Christian Kirk seems to be the big playmaker.
I have similar, like my build is the same, but all my players are different.
Okay, yeah, 4,200. Tight end, I went with CJ in Pittsburgh, Uzomah?
Uzomah? Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, Uzomah. What did I say, Pittsburgh?
Yeah, against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Uzomah. That's good. CJ Uzomah, only 3,000. My defense, I went with the Tennessee Titans versus Baltimore. Tennessee at home.
So did I.
Okay. Yep. And then my flex is where I could have put Aaron Jones in, but I decided to go with Tariq Cohen.
All right.
4,600.
Why does Tariq Cohen get the Mark Ingram effect?
Tariq Cohen. I don't know. It's Tariq a syllable.
Cohen.
Yeah. It's a syllable thing, I think, is how it's working.
Tariq Cohen.
But I do think Jordan Howard's going to get his run, but I think Cohen, this is a good matchup for Cohen.
How much is Cohen?
That dog in the window? 4,600.
46. How do you have any money left over?
$0.
Okay.
Why?
I just wondered.
Why?
Just wondered.
Well, what can we do?
I like my flex much better than Tariq Cohen. That's all.
I mean, I don't like my flex. I usually have been doing better flex.
Okay. So you know I have James White and Christian McCaffrey as my running backs.
Yeah.
My quarterback. I went with Jameis Winston against the Atlanta defense.
Ooh.
So Atlanta's defense has been absolutely awful. So I'm going to double up, too. I'm going to stack him with Mike Evans as my number one wideout.
I like that.
I don't
that.
Really like to take Aggies, but I really like this matchup. And nobody wants to tackle in Atlanta. I don't know what it is. So run a screen to Mike Evans. He'll run over everybody. My second wideout. He's just been getting either a touchdown or a bunch of volume every week. Allen Robinson against Miami. And, Howard is a pretty good corner for Miami, but they like to move Allen Robinson all over the place, you know. So I think he could have a decent game. And I went cheap on my third wideout. I went with David Moore, who I said I like. He's been getting a ton of snaps for Seattle, and he is. I know Doug Baldwin came back, and Baldwin wants more targets and everything, but Russ is going to throw to the open guy. And David Moore has been open recently because they're covering Lockett and they're covering Baldwin. So I like David Moore as a cheap buy at 3,600. My tight end, I'm stacking bucks again. Cameron Brate, 3,700. Cheap tight end. I like that. And here's my flex, the Welsh, because there is no Freeman this week. I'm pretty sure there's no Freeman this week.
No, maybe he's been essentially ruled out.
Okay. So 5,400 for Tevin Coleman. That's why I asked you if you had any money to spend.
So read it off to me again.
Winston, White, McCaffrey, Evans, Robinson, Moore, Brate, Coleman, and the Titans defense.
Oh, I like yours more than mine.
Do you?
Yeah.
Give me yours. Give me the rundown one more time.
Goff, McCaffrey, James White, Thielen, Boyd, Kirk, Uzma, Cohen, Tennessee.
Uzma. Yeah, the Uzma, I don't know. Uzma and Cohen, I don't know about those. I guess that's what I would say about that. Like, I just, Tariq Cohen is so boom or bust, but I mean, that's why you're buying him cheap. Let me look at other cheap options here for
you. Yeah, I kind of want to now I'm looking at dumping Goff, and what if I went Darnold? And ooh, then
Darnold is really cheap. He's 5,300. How much
Cohen
to say?
Off. Now I can go up to 5,300 on the flex. That could get me Marshawn Lynch, Doug Baldwin. It's still a whole host of losers. I'm 100 away from Tevin Coleman. Can I go super cheap at wideout here? Let's find a dirt cheap one.
What? How about just go Jeff Swaim at tight? How much is Uzuma?
3,000.
Jeff Swaim's 2,900.
He's pretty
going up against Jacksonville. How about Ricky Seals Jones though?
But here about this? I just dumped stupid Christian Kirk. What if I put in a little Cortland Sutton?
Cortland Sutton banged up. What about about Tajay Sharp?
Put in your guy David Moore.
It's David Moore's 3,600, but Tajay Sharp's 3,200.
Oh, is he? Okay, let's go Tajay Sharp. Now, now I got some flexual heel in here. I've got 6,300, which can get me Calvin Ridley, Chris Thompson.
Against Tampa Bay's defense, I like that.
Calvin Ridley?
Yeah.
I can get David Johnson.
Oh, but against Minnesota.
Yeah, but still, David Johnson catching balls.
Yeah.
And then, hold on. Now we're just making lots of it. Now I got 400 left over if I add David Johnson. What do we do here, Bogman?
Well, who's your second wideout?
Tyler Boyd.
And how much is Tyler Boyd?
6,000.
What are some 6,400 guys that we have?
Let's see. If we took out little Tyler Boyd, we could go with Calvin Ridley.
Boom.
Want to do that? Let's go Calvin Ridley.
All right. So give me the new lineup here.
The new lineup is
Sam
Darnold, Christian McCaffrey, James White, Adam Thielen, Calvin Ridley, Tajay Sharp, Uzma, David Johnson, and Tennessee D.
Okay.
I like it better. Yeah. All right. Set the stage for us over on FanDuel. Tell us where the cheap stuff is to be had, and let's get through that.
So not much as far as quarterbacks go. We got that Ryan Tannehill below the poverty line, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, and CJ Beathard. So there's not much to be had on FanDuel as far as cheap quarterbacks. You basically have to spend on quarterbacks over at FanDuel. They kind of make you do it. So the running backs here, we have some cheap options with Duke Johnson, Chubb, Jalen Richard, Jamal Williams, Derrick Henry, Deion Lewis, Powell, and Alfred Morris are all below 6,000. Then we got Freeman, Aaron Jones, Lamar Miller, Philip Lindsay, and Chris Thompson are all 61 to 6,000. Collins, McCoy, Jordan Howard, Eckler, Breida are all 6,200. Cook, Drake, Hines, Coleman are all 6,300. Carson is 6,400. Lynch is 6,500. Hyde, 66. And Freeman, Freeman's not playing, so he is out. Wide receivers here. Sutton, Callaway, below 5,000. Dorsett, Kirk, Anderson, Rogers, Westbrook, Cole, Stills, and Nunwa, Sanu, are all below 5,000. Mike Williams, Sheep, Fitzgerald, Baldwin, Crabtree, Boyd, Funches, Corey Davis, a different name, John Brown, Amari Cooper, Watkins, Allen Robinson, DT, and Lockett are all below the poverty line. And at tight end, we got Reed, Rudolph, Olsen, Hooper, Njoku, and Seal Jones. Cheap options as well for FanDuel.
All right, so we're going to talk about this on the other side of the break because we've only got about a minute here. But I
like your FanDuel one better? Do you like it better than your DraftKings?
That's where my tease is going. Like it way better. Like I looked at this. Someone's got to play this. Drew, it's your obligation. I know you like to play these regardless, and technically you're in the black, the green, the red. What's the positive money?
The black.
Is that the black? In the black? Not the red. The red would
That's why it's called, it's called Black Friday because all the companies go from the red to the black.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's their yearly budget goes from the red to the black because all the most spending is that Friday before December.
I didn't know that. You don't like the Black Friday. I love the Black Friday.
I hate it.
I mean, I don't go anywhere. I'm not leaving my
house. Well, it's the lines, dude. No, I'm not doing that.
Online.
Black Friday. Yeah. Okay. Online's great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you should. You got to get that hard drive.
I do. That's coming up. I do need to get that.
You got a month. Got to get ready.
Get some tires on there.
So. Yeah. Get some tires and a 12 gig hard drive for all the mysterious things.
My
you need
tires are fine. I can't even see the steel belts on those things.
Oh, that makes it fine. All right. When we come back, though, love this lineup. We're going to talk about it. It's FanDuel DFS lineups for week 6 and a whole bunch more. Plus, we still got a preview all of week 6, and we're going to be doing that. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman and the Welsh of In This League coming up on the other side of the break.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! All right, we're back in this league right here on FNTSY. Glad to be back with you. Bogman and the Welsh. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? We are not just talking about week 6, but we're talking about week 6. DFS lineups. We just did our DraftKings, so shame on you if you missed any of it. That's what I think I was trying to say. You can go back and list it. Mished it? That could be something, right? Mish? I just missed it is what I was going for. I don't know where the mish went in there. I'm the mish. You can go back and listen on the stream.
You're
if
the mish
like.
And you're awesome?
Yeah. We are going to now go through our FanDuel ones. You already gave all of the value plays, I believe. So why don't we start with you this time, Bogman? You do not feel so confident about your FanDuel one. I think you had a killer DraftKings one. I'm all in on my FanDuel lineup this week, and I want to play it. And we're going to need to award some internet points here, Bogman. So
I am putting this online. We might have some adjusting on mine.
Hold on. I'm getting a call here. This is up from the booth.
Okay. Yep.
Hold on. Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
What are they saying to you?
Okay. Really? Really? All right. I hung up on the Scott Bogman. I have news that you will not believe. Yes. Our current internet points leader and champion is Drew, but for this time only, for week 6 only, here is your offer to play the Welsh's FanDuel lineup and Bogman's DraftKings lineup. With a $10 minimum for each one.
$10.
Do a 50-50. We don't care how you do it. $10 FanDuel, Welsh's lineup. $10 DraftKings, Bogman's lineup. You will be awarded 1,000 internet points.
Oh, my God.
If you are not
that
Drew.
That is 4 digits. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot believe it.
If you are not Drew, this is your opportunity to beat Drew. You could be past Drew. If you are Drew, well, then you could be the number one internet champion of the In This League show on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Very highly listened to, my friends. This is a limited time offer. Put it out now. Play it. Win money. Be great. Let's make FanDuel great again.
All right. So here's my lineup at quarterback. Like I said, I went expensive because I feel like in FanDuel, you just have to. So I went with Russell Wilson against the Oakland Raiders. That is my number one. I doubled up from my DraftKings at running back, Christian McCaffrey again. Supposed to have a huge week. Washington is terrible against running backs. Obviously, we saw that last week with Mark Ingram. So give me some McCaffrey love. I went with our guy Aaron Jones against your Niners at 6,000 as a cheap option at running back. And then I filled up a bunch of wide receivers here. So this is where I spent my money. Julio against Tampa Bay. Mike Evans against Atlanta, so same game. And then Tyreek Hill against New England. Those are my three wideouts. Tight end is Thunder Dick, Vance McDonald. And then my flex, this is where I'm questionable about it. I got Philip Dorsett, 5,300. He's cheap. Like I said, he still led all Patriots wide receivers in snaps last week. Kansas City's defense is horrific.
It's because you were dropping loads on all those receivers.
That's right. And then the Tennessee dropping Titans loads. Defense, again, I doubled up. Okay. So
my lineup here. At quarterback, Jameis Winston, who you talked about in DraftKings, 7,400. Pretty good deal. How much was your quarterback?
7,600, Russell Wilson.
All right, so Jameis Winston, 7,400. At running back, I went with Kareem Hunt versus New England. That should be a relatively high-scoring game, and Kareem Hunt seems to always find the end zone. That's been his run. So I think that's a pretty good buy at 7,800. Followed by Tevin Coleman, who is a lone back. I think you had him in DraftKings. I found him more obtainable here, only 6,300. So Kareem Hunt and Tevin Coleman with Jameis Winston. I went two big wideouts. I went with one of the guys you mentioned. I went with Mike Evans versus Atlanta, and he's 8,000. I went a little bit bigger, and I went back to my DraftKings guy with Adam Thielen, who is 8,600. And then I went to Bogman's player, Robbie Anderson, 5,500.
Oh,
super cheap option down there. Now
I like Robbie Anderson.
I think my money could be made in these next two picks here. At tight end, to pair with Jameis Winston, I have a buck stack, Winston, Evans, and Cameron Brate going in this game. Give me the Cameron Brate, 4,500. But Bogman, Winston, Hunt, Coleman, Evans, Thielen, Robbie Anderson, Cameron Brate. How could this lineup be better?
Let me hear it one more time.
Jameis Winston, Kareem Hunt, Tevin Coleman, Mike Evans, Adam Thielen, Robbie Anderson, Cameron Brate, and I'll just tell you my defense also. I went with Tennessee as well.
Okay. And who's your flex?
My flex, Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh,
so boy. Elliott, Hunt, and Coleman, Evans, Thielen, Anderson, Tennessee, Brate, and Jameis Winston.
I like it, man. That's a good lineup.
That's my lineup. That's the one I want to roll with. I'm very comfortable with this, and it is our listeners' opportunity to win some money and potentially win 1,000 internet points. Now,
I thought I was going to be all slick, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play Ronald Jones in one of these lineups, but he's only cheap on DraftKings. He's like, on DraftKings, I think he's...
What is he on FanDuel?
He's 5,600. He's more than Philip Dorsett. He's 3,900 on DraftKings, which, you know, obviously they charge a little bit less than FanDuel does as far as prices go. So, but 3,900, and he's 5,600 over here on FanDuel, which I thought was surprising.
Not that. So, yeah. not a great one. As always, playing all of our lineups will award you the standard 300 internet points, but playing the $10 my lineup on FanDuel and Bogman, so it's an investment on your part, but how much are those internet points worth, Bogman?
It's 1,000 internet points, the Welsh.
It's a lot. Did you know I was reading this whole thing, or I was listening to this podcast. You know, I'm super into stocks and all that now, and listening just about technology. And there's this up and coming. What was it? Like one of I'll change it to what happens to be going on. I don't understand it. In like Japan and China and stuff, there's all these different platforms of like streaming videos and Netflix type of stuff, where the revenue that's coming in is people just buying fake internet gifts for people. Do you understand
fake
what I'm
internet,
saying?
fake internet GIFs?
Yeah. So, okay. So there was like this whole thing. Like, think of your mobile games. You know how you have your mobile games and like they all try to coax you into buying like extra stuff? Like,
yeah, freemium.
Freemium. Right. Exactly. Like, yeah, this game is fun, but if
South Park did a whole episode on it.
You spend $10.
Stan spent like $26,000 on building a city or something.
So think of it like that. So think of that aspect, but then now go put it to a video streaming service, you know, something like that, and people are out just tipping and buying like, oh, look, you did a good job, so you get this little like toy Ferrari, and people have spent money for that. Like, that's where technology is running.
Huh.
And it's just currency, and they're moving currency into objects. It's just like these freemium games. Or like NBA 2K, like, oh, I got to buy this pair of sneakers for my guy. No, you don't. No, you don't.
What I heard recently is now that there's so many streaming services that people are going back to pirating content.
I mean, I'm
like,
all
it
in.
Used to be like when it was just Netflix and Hulu, it was like, okay, people are, you know, they're watching that, they're paying for Netflix and they're paying for Hulu. But now that there's Amazon, and now Disney's going to have one soon, and there's another big one I'm forgetting. I can't remember which one.
DC just had it.
Okay, DC, there you go. So now that there's all these monthly things, now it's going back to people are, you know, it's obviously not the Pirate Bay, but it's stuff like that.
Well, there's too much. Everybody wanted to cord cut, and everybody wanted like a menu item of stuff. But the problem with what everyone's learning is it's not really feasible if everything is like $10 to $20. Like,
shouldn't all these companies like get together and just say, hey, look,
and start a cable company and be like, hey, let's package it all under one umbrella.
What they're going to say is like, look, how about we just charge people $1,000 a month and they get all of the stuff, everything you could possibly want.
But who would do that?
I don't know.
I mean, you almost pay that on DirecTV. What stuff?
I'm saying it's an agreement among all the companies. They're not separate companies. They can still sell their stuff individually. But it's like, because I know DirecTV has, you know,
but that's DirecTV.
Tub Likas used to always do this. Well, now, I'm not talking about just TV, dude. I'm talking about all your premium subscription stuff. Like, Not that stuff. Well, that would be amazing. I'd probably pay the $1,000.
No, I don't understand what you're talking about then.
I'm talking about like you get all those DC things, you get all the movie channels, like you get all your pay-per-views.
But then they're just, it's like a cut. Why would they all work together?
They would all work together because people would actually buy that stuff. Like, not a lot of people, but I think people would buy, you know, you just pay a grand and you get all the stuff. Everything.
Yeah, I mean,
I would be able to afford it. Neither would you, but I think a lot of people would be able to afford it. And they'd be like, look, now I don't have to go hunting for these things and keep seeing $10, $10, $10, $10, $10 charged every single month for X, Y, and Z.
I think what you're getting at, though, and why this is being made is because, like, this is what a television company does, is they just purchase up these, because you have to have one hub where it all is, and that's what DirecTV
like
is,
hubs.
Or Cox or whatever. But what's happening is these other companies, because there's such a run on internet content now in places like Netflix, like a place like, you know, Comcast or DirecTV or something like that, they're going to give them like $3 per subscription and charge 10, where these guys are like, well, we'll just charge 10 and we'll have direct consumers do it. That's why they do that type of stuff. But I agree. I don't think anyone accounted for that. Like, it's just too much. Like, you're cutting your cable, but you're spending $150 because you have to have every show and every network has some awesome show, and you've got to have all of them now. And it is far.
Yeah, people
too
are
much.
Just going to start ripping them off like they were a couple years ago. That's kind of the point I was making for that, where, you know, all these companies are going to start losing money, not only to competitors, but to people ripping the stuff off directly.
Yeah, well, so, we need this in sports more.
But DirecTV has that Tom Likas thing where you can pay X amount per month and you just have all the channels are open. You know, any pay-per-view, any movie, whatever, they're just all open. I mean, it's not like very few people have it. So.
Yeah, I don't know. But, gentlemen, the DailyRoto.com's NBA lineup optimizer It is now available. That means that you can use the same tools and projections that DailyRoto.com premium subscribers are using to win each week, entering NFL Daily Fantasy Contest for NBA Contest starting next week. We told you about premium subscribers winning hundreds of thousands of dollars each night using the Daily Roto lineup optimizer. This is saying hundreds of dollars, but I think they mean a lot more than that. We told you about the subscribers winning thousands and tens of thousands, the ones taking down tournaments like Colin Drew, winning hundreds of thousands, and how DailyRoto.com has produced seven separate FanDuel and DraftKings million-dollar tournament winners. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and you aren't using the Daily Roto tools, projections, and optimizers, you're doing it wrong, and you're at a competitive disadvantage. So go to DailyRoto.com and click on Go Premium. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a special discount and start winning today. That's DailyRoto.com. Click on Go Premium. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a special discount and start winning today. Bogman,
yes.
Basketball is here this week.
Yeah, we got two drafts to go still. So
can you think about this for a minute?
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's interesting for DFS because it's separate, but like come Tuesday, we will not have a draft for at least 5 months. We will not be drafting a team outside of just, you know, for a podcast or something like that. We will not be having a competitive draft for 5 months, unless you're doing some form of a DFS, which, by the way, I think, you know, a lot, basketball is a very sneaky, hidden place to make a lot of money in the DFS community because the amount that, you know, a lot of people don't put the time and research into basketball and fantasy basketball and knowing its ins and outs. So, you know, having a tool like that to be able to get ahead of the game, I think that's really important if you play DFS basketball. But actual basketball is here and we've got two stupid drafts coming up.
Yeah, we have our champs league and our home league still to go. So I just helped someone draft a team today. That was a lot of fun.
How did that go?
It went good. I mean, you know,
a lot of Enos Cantors on the team.
Definitely got Enos.
No shock.
I wanted Aiton, but he went four or five picks.
How
ahead.
High did you make this person draft Enos Cantor? I bet way too high. I bet
eighth round.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was going to say, I was thinking like top six rounds.
No, no. Come on, man. I'm not going to tell you. You don't have to take him there. So we didn't. So we think we got Miles Turner in the fifth round.
Oh, we talking. We this is the plural we?
Well, I'm saying, you know, when I helped. This so is, it's not me. I don't get anything out of it. So
this is the we I use? Like, we've got to
do
this?
Yeah, we wrote out all those values for Fantrax. Sure.
All right.
For FanDuel. Yeah, right. We did that.
We did that.
But yeah, no, I like draft season, but I tell you what, the mock drafts, not sad to see over with until February. So a lot of editing going on with those over at In This League. They're also probably the most fun episodes that we do. Bring a lot of people to the table. I know that. But for me, you know, I mean, it is kind of like an art form because I can download new clips now and put those in and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm not sad to see it go as far as that. But yeah, last live draft until baseball season kicks back up.
I'm pretty
You will get drafts earlier because of the weird Japan games in baseball, though, this year. So
yeah, that's a good point. That's why I said 5 months, you know, February, something like that, if you have keeper leagues and stuff like that. I am pretty interested, you know, if you guys are into basketball, come and listen to us over on the basketball podcast, the In This League Fantasy Basketball Podcast, not only because we have one a week where Bogman and I are doing an episode, but we've got this new thing where Bogman, our guy Dan Bespris from Hoopball, and Jonas Nader from Roto World, they are going to be joining in this league for, we're calling the Real Big Three, a very unique podcast that's going to have good basketball coverage. But this season it's been an odd one, and it's definitely topped by the freaking Jimmy Butler stuff. And we don't have a lot of time to talk about it. And we're going to be going into football next. But, you know, the Jimmy Butler, you can't win without me. Did you know that someone created a game? It's essentially like what's the game, the little Atari game with the ship that would be at the bottom shooting all the things at top?
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders. It's a Jimmy Butler spaceship at the bottom shooting all the Timberwolves at the top. And it's You Can't Win Without Me. And
I
want to go play it. But that now it looks like he's going to actually play for the Wolves for some ungod-known amount of time. I am actually, that is one of the most shocking things about this upcoming season to me, that is actually going to happen. I can't imagine it's going to go well.
So much drama. Why does it need to be this much drama?
In the LBC?
That's right.
On a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G.
Oh, boom,
just
boom,
just hit the
boom,
east side boom. On the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. I hit to run and to run. I don't know the lyrics.
Not gonna do it. So you're not gonna trick me into rapping.
Oh, you're not? Yeah, I mean, but like Regulator is one that you want to do it though, right?
Yep.
Yeah. The only part I feel comfortable about is I hit the east side on the LBC, and everything else is like Tyrone and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice. So I said, "Let's do this." That's all I know.
East side motel.
All right, let's go to a break. When we come back, we're gonna be talking. That's good. That's a good line. We're gonna be talking about Week 6, previewing the whole thing. So don't go anywhere. More in this league, the Regulators coming back.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.